Esther chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, which who had reigned from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, that in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat upon the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast to all of his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him. When he showed the riches of his honorable kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 84 days, and when these days had been expired, the king made a feast to all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both to great and small, 7 days, in the court of the garden of the king's palace. There were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple, to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black and marble. And they gave to them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law. No one compelled anyone. For so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house, that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also, Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, Abagtha, Zithar, and Carcass, the 7 chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princess her beauty, for she was fair to look upon. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. And for this reason was the king very angry, and his anger burned in him. And then the king said to the wise men who knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment. And the next to him was Karshena, Shethar, Admetha, Tarshish, Meres, Marsena, and Memucan, the 7 princes of Persia and Media, who saw the king's face, who sat the first in the kingdom. What will we do to the queen Vashti according to law, because she has not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen has not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen will come abroad to all women, so that they all will despise their husbands in their eyes. And when it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she did not come. Likewise will the ladies of Persia and Media say this day to all the king's princes who have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus will there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written amongst the laws of the Persians and the Medes, so that it is not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, but let the king give her royal estate to another that is better than she is. And when the king's decree, which he shall make, will be published throughout all of his empire, for it is great, all the wives will give to their husbands honor, both to great and small. And the saying pleased the king and the princes. And the king did according to the word of Memucan, for he sent letters to all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing of it, and to every people according to their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. End of chapter 1.